This is Selling It Like It Is. And now, here's your host, Stefan Lubinsky.
Hey, this is Stefan Lubinsky, and welcome to another episode of Selling It Like It Is. Today, my good friend Victor Dorobantu is joining me to talk about the importance of avatars in social media. By extension, it's a conversation about branding. And so welcome, Victor. How are you?
Hi, Stefan. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm well. Now, many of you, if you go to my blog, you see my caricature, that picture of me up there for Selling It Like It Is. This is the man that did it for me. He's really created, I guess, a lot of my look and feel and brand and so forth. And he's got a really diverse group of clients. Tell me a little bit about some of the businesses that you do caricature branding for.
Well, Stefan, it's funny because I've done caricature for any kind of business you can only think of. Starting with, obviously, the realtors and the mortgages people that are probably our biggest clients, to anything like teachers, car dealers, people that sell hot dogs, and even something very weird like, people selling illegal stuff and even prostitutes. So I can tell you that I've done caricatures for almost anything you can think of.
Wow, that's some crazy stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, listen. For those of you listening, we're going to talk about the importance of avatars in social media. Of course, those avatars don't have to be caricatures, but I want to just touch on a little bit about this idea of the caricature as part of the brand. I think people are going to find on one side of the fence or the other. Some are going to say that's not the image I want to portray. That's not professional enough, etc. And by the way, in certain instances, I think that's probably correct. I'll give you an example. I don't want my attorney's business card to be a cartoon or to be a caricature. But if that attorney was a speaker and he had a different card, he was a speaker to attorneys, and that was kind of showing his fun, accessible, self, then I think that's perfectly appropriate. But I think there are some professions where the client is looking for a certain amount of seriousness, and maybe it's not appropriate. But at the end of the day, what we're talking about, maybe we should back up, Victor, and help people understand that what is an avatar? And an avatar, well, why don't you tell us, what is an avatar?
Well, an avatar is something that replaces your picture, your portrait, on very, very, very used these days in social media. It started more as an icon on blogs, and in email signatures, and you could see them all over the internet. And slowly, slowly, when the social media caught up as it does right now, people started using avatars instead of their pictures. And I think the reason for that is that they don't want to show their actual face to everyone, because we all know that social media is about meeting new people that you've never had a conversation with before. So they wanted something that resembles them, but it's still even better looking or cute, and it will catch somebody's eye right away. So that's what an avatar is. It's who you are, what you are, and what you look like, but it's not actually you. It's like a virtual you.
Right. So think of it basically as your graphical representation. And some of them are abstract. Some of them are pictures of themselves. Some of them could be caricatures or any number of things, but it's your graphical representation out there in these different social media sites. And you will notice that on Twitter, if it's blank, it's this really boring, weird looking graphic for you on Twitter. And so obviously you have most people put their photo up, but a lot of people, as Victor was talking about, are not interested in putting their photo, and they have a different way of expressing themselves, and that's what they do. So now I think that one of the just kind of getting back to caricatures for something, and maybe this is a podcast more about caricature use than about avatars, but that's all good. I think that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but really what a caricature represents is a humorous depiction of something. Is that fair to say?
Yes, correct. That is exactly what it is. And there are many kinds of caricatures that evolved during the many years, the hundreds of years since people draw caricatures. And the most common ones are the ones that we see in the daily newspaper, where you see politicians drawn as caricatures. And usually they are, they're showing that person's ugly side of himself. And most caricatures, unfortunately, are like that. They show you in a weird way, and they over-exaggerate part of the body. So, for example, they take the nose and they make it 65 times larger than it is, and then they leave the rest of the face as is.
So these are the guys at the along the boardwalk, making those really, really silly caricatures. If you know, making your nose almost as large as your head, stuff like that, right?
That's correct, but these are more the standard caricatures that we have known for years and years and years, and most of them you will see them in the newspapers. Like if you open New York Times, I'm sure that you'll find every single day a politician's caricature in there. And if you would look at it, you would recognize the politicians, but you would definitely say, "Ooh, I don't want to see that," because they are done very
unattractively.
Ugly. Yeah, I mean they're super over exaggerated and not, you know, not flattering in any way. The caricatures that I'm dealing with are the total opposite. They're showing a nicer side of that person. They make the person look sometimes even not only funny but also cute.
So there are businesses out there that don't have a face to them, and as everybody that's ever seen anything I've written or talked about, I'm a big fan of Bob Berg's know, like, and trust concept, he'll be the first to tell you it's not his concept, but that's what he teaches. And, you know, if your business, whether it's a car wash or a pizzeria, or you're a realtor, a mortgage professional, you may want to show a different side of you. You might want to show a more accessible side. You might want to show a more humorous side. As an example, maybe you're really big into antique cars, and so you want to give a piece of your personality with that business card as you're out there meeting people. And so maybe you'll have an old antique car and somehow a house in the background or a for sale sign. Is that fair to say, Victor, that people want to basically try to figure out a piece of their life, a piece of their personality, and put that into the caricature? I see that a lot in your work.
Exactly. It's happening all over and over again with every single caricature order that I am receiving. People want to include something very personal about them in the caricature, even if these are going to be used for business. For example, I just had a customer last night, and she is a chiropractor, but she has this bird, and she insisted that she wanted the bird in the caricature, and no matter what, she wanted the bird to be with her in the caricature. So, and others will have their dog, their cat, their bottle of beer, their baseball hat with their favorite team on it. So they will all want something very personal about them, and that these small or sometimes not so small details is what are making the caricatures really stand out. And of course, it can be a pet, it can be a house, it can be a child, it can be something they're wearing, it can be just a Prada bag or a Gucci bag, it can be anything at all. Usually it should be something that they love, they like, or a hobby, or something like that. And yes, definitely, every single one of my customers wants something very, very specific. It's very, it doesn't happen much at all that I'm receiving an order for a caricature and they just want to be themselves.
Right.
Standing, not doing anything, and they are not asking for any kind of extra objects or specific clothing in the caricature.
Right, right. So now, I think that these make great gifts. A lot of us in business have, you know, the opportunity to give a thank you gift for the business that we do in the service industry, especially if you're doing real estate, if you're selling a car. You know, if you can, what is it the minimum that you need, Victor, in terms of, you know, can I just take a quick snapshot of them with my phone camera and send that to you and say, you know, I want it to be in front of the house I just sold them. Here's a picture of the house I sold them. Here, give me a little bit about what, you know, how can we kind of sneak up on people and give them a cool gift like this?
Well, all I need actually from customer is a picture of a headshot of the face that we are going to draw. All the rest can be done from our imagination, unless the customer really wants to send us very detailed pictures of houses or objects or cars, as you were saying. It happens a lot that we draw men, usually. They want to be drawn with a car, so they're sending one picture of themselves and 20 pictures of their car. And they want to be drawn in the car, but definitely, what we need is a picture of the subject, and then if they have any particular props that they want to have drawn in the caricature, obviously I would need a picture of that as well.
And what's the typical turnaround time, Victor?
I would say anywhere between 7 to 12 days. It depends on
sure, size, complexity, all that.
And the size, yeah. Sometimes people need rush orders, and sometimes we can get them as quick as 4 business days.
Sure, I'm sure the more they're willing to pay, the faster they can get it. Victor, you've got a few sites. If you're just joining us, welcome to Selling It Like It Is. This is your host, Stefan Lubinsky. We're joined by my good friend, Victor Dorabanto, who does my caricatures. He does caricatures for all my clients, and he does great work. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about branding. We're talking about social avatars. Avatars are those little graphical representations of your username on different sites, most of them social media sites, and maybe why the caricature might be one of the most appropriate means with which to do that. If you think about it, you know, again, from my perspective in sales, you know, I'll say it over and over and over again. Know, like, and trust it trumps everything else. And what a great way for people to realize, you know, lower those barriers a little bit and realize that, hey, you're good folk, you're good people. Then seeing that you don't take yourself so seriously, seeing that maybe you share a piece about yourself. We're just talking about people with hobbies and the things that they love in their life and so forth. So I go to my website. That's what it is. If you get my business card, you'll see that it's me leaning on the URL, Stefan Lubinsky, holding a microphone in my hand. So I let people know very quickly. And I'll tell you something that's important for you to understand. When I hand people a business card, they always do a double take. They don't, when they realize that it's not just a name with my title and my phone number, okay, and then put it away with some abstract logo. When they see that I hand to them that there is a drawing on there, I promise you this happens every time. They are somehow tantalized to take a closer look, and then invariably they get a chuckle. Invariably they kind of laugh, or they'll make a comment, oh, that's cute, or I like this, or whatever. But guess what? It made a small indelible mark when I handed them that card. And those are the little things, you know, the devil's in the details. The deal is in the details, and it's little things like that that make the difference. So, Victor, you've got a wide range of clients and so on and so forth, but you've got different I guess, levels and different pricing. Talk to us a little bit about that. If you're doing something personal, it's a certain price, but if it's going to be your professional brand, it's another. Talk to us a little bit about what we should expect when we're looking to invest in this kind of branding.
Yeah, sure. Well, if it's a personal caricature that you're going to give a gift to your mother-in-law, if you want to do that, that's only priced at $59.99. If it's a business logo, it's $149.99. Obviously, all these come with free revisions, so in case that you feel like your nose is too big, your eyes are too blue, or your hair is too long, or you're too bold, or whatever it is, we are going to fix it for you as many times as needed until you're completely happy. And obviously, we also have a 100% money-back guarantee in case that you don't like the product. We refund everything right away. And by the way, Stefan, we offer that because it never happened. So, you know, it never happened that a customer didn't want his caricature.
Well, why don't we tell everybody where they can find this? What's your website? I know you got more than one. Go ahead and plug them all.
It's www.mycaricature.com, and that's spelled mycaricature.com. Now, very popular are the group caricatures, and obviously these are priced different, and it depends a lot on the number of people
sure.
in the group.
Sure.
Because we have done caricatures from 3, 4, 5 people up to 75. So obviously a 75 people caricature that takes about 2.5 months to complete is priced differently, but you can see prices online for the different number of people that you want
sure,
in the caricature.
Sure, so we're looking at mycaricatures.com, folks. Make sure that if you're thinking about maybe a new avatar that you're going to use out there on the web for yourself or a gift for a friend or family member who has everything, but maybe they don't have a memorialized cartoon of themselves that's not over-the-top. That's what Victor was talking about earlier. It's not that over-the-top insulting caricature that picks out your flaw and then makes it, you know, horrific. These really do the opposite. Frankly, these I think I'm a little bit more handsome in my caricature than I am, and maybe a lot more. I don't know. So if you're looking to flatter them, I think it's a great gift for family. I think it's a great closing gift for those of you in real estate and loans and attorneys and CPAs and service providers where you've got a decent margin and you're making thousands of dollars off your clients. Why not give them something fun and personal that they're going to put up on their wall, and every time they go and look at it and smile, they're going to think about you, so maybe you want to think about that. And maybe you want to think about it like I have for your brand that says, hey, I don't take myself so seriously. This is a little bit about who I am, and makes me, I hope, a little bit more accessible so people know that they can get to know, like, and trust me. Victor, this has been a very interesting conversation, and I certainly appreciate you joining us here on Selling It Like It Is. And one more time, plug your website, mycaricature.com, is that right?
That's correct. That's
all right, good. Well, you're the best. And if you go there, I think you can always root around and take a look for a coupon, but I'll always tell if you can't find an online coupon, I'm not going to get in too much trouble here. If you send me an email personally, or if you go to my blog at sellingitlikeitis.net, I'll make sure that Victor extends some form of Selling It Like It Is courtesy to you. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yes, 100%, Stefan, 100%. You just send me an email with the name of that person, and he'll receive a coupon by email.
Awesome. Can't ask for more than that. Well, that's all the time we have in this episode of Selling It Like It Is. I appreciate all of you joining me and my guest, Victor Dorabantu from MyCaricature.com. As always, I'm Selling It Like It Is. I hope you do the same.
You've been listening to Selling It Like It Is. For more information about Stefan Levinsky or to subscribe to this podcast, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.